I want to know what Larry thinks about you surfing. That's what I want to know. What do you think about that, L-Train?
That's probably a little bit like me surfing, which it wouldn't be pretty. It wouldn't be well watched.
No, but the splash.
It'd be well watched.
I think I'd stay with doing a little radio, maybe a little TV, and trying to keep fires out of your yard.
There we go. Yes. Oh, yet another truck fire shot. Yeah, and I can just hardly wait what's waiting for me at work, too. That ought to be just spectacular.
It's going to be ugly, Tom.
It is.
It's going to be ugly.
You know what? Something that isn't ugly and something that's coming right down the pike, of course, is the Seattle Boat Show. And you guys are going to start what? Move-in starts tomorrow. And that's a project all in itself right there.
Oh, it is. I've got three trucks on. Well, actually, I've got five trucks on the road as we speak, hauling boats down, staging them in the north parking lot. And God forbid, I don't know what they're going to look like when they get there. They're all shrink wrapped, but we're taking down a pressure washer and a water hose so we can blow them off before we move them in. Our move in is Wednesday, 8 a.m. sharp. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. We talk a lot about the big saltwater rigs, you know, but you got some cool new smaller boats that are perfect for Puget Sound. One of them is a new Weldcraft 18-footer. Can you talk about that one a little bit, Larry?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that thing is. We just got another one in yesterday, so we got a pretty good compliment. These things are exciting. Brother Dick was involved a little bit with the factory designing these. I mean, you know, they're 18'7". They're not just 18 feet. And they're the most perfectly laid out utility boat that I've seen in years. They weigh 1,326 pounds. They'll go up to 115 horse four-stroke. I mean, a very fuel-efficient boat for fresh and salt water. I'm excited, and that's going to be a great boat for us. I mean, Weldcraft is a company that's moving and shaking, mm-hmm. and for anybody who's interested, get online, Weldcraft, W-E-L-D, WeldcraftMarine.com. You'll be thinking about looking at one at the boat show, I'll tell you.
One of the things I immediately picked up when I looked at that boat was that huge deck. A lot of guys, they design these boats and they clutter up that back deck with just stuff. You know, this boat, it's got a huge open back deck. I mean, you could actually fish four guys off of that easily. The whole family crabbing, shrimping, hitting the beaches out here. Springer fishing, Nelly.
Yep. That's the first thing I thought of when I saw that thing is how.
Well, that's all
in
you ever think of, anyway. So
okay.
Well, we'll take one down there, Tommy, and kind of try it out.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Do you care if it's a blue one or you want it to be red?
It's got to be red.
I never pick the red for my boat.
Get the ugliest boat you can get, Larry.
Let's make it look like a parade float and fish out of it, so you can wear out your elbow with the parade wave. Yes, of course.
You know, this 18-foot size is a perfect size for many people as an entry-level boat, you know, maybe their first, second boat, depending mm-hmm. on the size of tow vehicle they have. You know, and then another product we sell is Crestliner. And they just came out with a new 18-foot Commander that we're going to have down there, too. So and they're sending out the entire factory management and doing a big publicity event there at the boat show. I mean, it's a neat size, priced, affordable family boat. So we're really excited about it.
Well, I'm fired up about it too. And just to see, you know, the bigger water products that Weldcraft has coming out too. But the cool thing about the boat show is you can go look at this boat and see what it's got. You can look at that boat. I mean, Larry, tell us a little bit about how the experienced eye looks at the boat show. I mean, you've seen a ton of these. Tell us a little bit about the things in a boat that really catch your eye and what somebody looking for their first boat maybe really needs to key in on to make that first buy a real productive and a real good choice for them.
Well, there's some real quality issues, particularly when it comes to aluminum boats, which I think is what most people are focusing on now. And I used to build aluminum boats for Bristol Bay many, many years ago and a lot of aluminum work in my previous working career. And fit and finish. If you have a good fit on your aluminum plate, sheet, extrusions, and you can get a good weld, you can make a gorgeous boat. And then if the fit and finish is good and you paint it, it's going to look like and there's a huge difference in the quality on some of these boats. I don't build the Weldcraft. We just sell them. But come look at them and compare them to some of the other stuff in the show, and you'll see a significant difference in quality control. They don't put out any stuff that isn't top drawer. You want to make sure as a fisherman that you don't have a bunch of clutter like Robbo mentioned and debris in the back to hook onto your fishing lines and your crab gear and all that. You want an open area. You want seating for four. Keep in mind, too, you look at the structure of that holds your canvas package. You want to make sure that that's can go up and down the highway at 65 miles an hour and it doesn't self-destruct. Little things like that make a huge difference, and these come from the factory, matched with a trailer, and then we power them with either four-stroke Yamahas or Suzukis, and that's where we are, you know.
All right, coming up on March 3rd is kind of one of these first ever deals, right? Saturday, March 3rd, the first ever Master Marine open house and seminar series. Larry, we've been working on putting this thing together, and I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be a pretty good drill. We're going to fire it off at 10 o'clock. We're going to scoot right out of the studio here at 8 o'clock and shoot up on the first Saturday in March. We got John Martinez of John Sporting Goods doing his very popular PowerPoint.
And I really appreciate that. He's a mover and a shaker.
Oh, man.
He's a great guy.
I have a ton of respect for John. He's been in the business forever, basically. And, of course, he's got a great fishing background, got a lot of experience up in the San Juans. I'm doing my Springer seminars, Columbia Springers from Your Own Boat, a guide to getting it done by yourself. And then you've got Jeff Mesmer of Ranger Tug doing a seminar on cruising to Desolation Sound. Now this is something that you know, always you know you hear guys doing this a little bit, but tell us a little bit about Ranger Tug and this whole cruising to Desolation Sound drill.
Well, Ranger Tug is not a fishing boat. It's a cruising boat, but you can fish off it. It's impeccable quality, and we've been picked by the factory as a factory outlet here in Western Washington. Superb technology, diesel powered. Wait till you see them. I mean, they're most incredible. 21, 25, 27, 29, and 31 feet. They will be right across the aisle from us at the Seattle Boat Show. For a guy that's a fisherman, probably won't do it for you. But look at the quality of these boats. I mean, and they come with full electronics, flat screen TV, full fuel tanks. I mean, you hook onto them and you're gone. I mean, they're a really, really neat boat. Jeff, I've known for probably 25 years. He is a class act. I worked with his dad in a leadership role with the NMTA. We were on the board. We were chairs at different times, and had the most respect for Steve, who passed away about a year and a half ago. And Jeff, I've known, is a class act. And I don't want to play short. He will put on a seminar. He's bringing his captain. When you buy one of those boats, you get a licensed captain for a day on your boat to show you how all the systems work. Well, he's going to be here too. And the other thing, Tommy, Tony Flores is going to be here. He's bringing the Derby Series boat.
There we go. Okay. The old river Suzuki-powered River Hawk. I've got a chance to look at that thing. That is a cool ride for sure.
You mentioned Suzuki, Tom. What's new in the outboard world? Is there anything new coming out at the show here? You know, with Suzuki, Yamaha, Merck, any of these outboard companies, anything new and exciting?
It's kind of a little bit more of a quiet time right now. You know, their engineering for all three of those manufacturers is really top drawer. There's some refinements made. There is a new Mercury 150 horse four stroke. But Suzuki and Yamaha, you know, they've got a really a positive line of products. So they're going to be a little stagnant this year. They've made some refinements, but I tell you, we got some good promotions, and we got a repower deal set up for people that want to talk about that. We do a lot of repowers here, and the one thing I want to mention, we're going to have like a kind of a garage sale here. After being around here for 30 years, we got walls full of propellers, and you know, we got stuff I don't even know is here, and so we're going to have a bunch of stuff set out, and you know, pricing, make an offer. We need to make some room, so we're going to have some deals here for people that might want to get something for their older boat or whatever. Clear out some the archives a little bit.
It's kind of hard to decide which outboard to go with. They're all just so solid nowadays. You know, those Suzukis. I've ran boats with Suzukis on them down in Panama. Suzuki 115s with 5,000 hours on them that they've never done anything to.
They really are a good product. And you know, the irony of that, them and Yamaha, which are our bigger lines, we're doing Mercury because of our relationship with Lund and Crestliner. But if you go to Hamamatsu, Japan, which I did many years ago, the two factories, Suzuki and Yamaha, are right across from the lake from each other, and they test their product on the lake. And it's a little bit, I mean, it's very competitive, but the reality of it is Japanese companies are not quite as cutthroat with their competitors as some American companies. So there's this real challenging planning and strategies by these two companies to try and outdo the other one. And so it makes for a really good product by both entities, you know.
He's Larry Carpenter, Master Marine. Of course, you can see him starting next Friday at the Seattle Boat Show. Also, you can head up to Master Marine in Mount Vernon. Also, on the 3rd of March, okay, the first Saturday in March, the first annual Master Marine Open House and Seminar Series with myself, John Martinez, and, of course, Jeff Mesmer of Ranger Tug. So, going to be an interesting event. And let us know when that garage sale is, Larry.
Nelly needs more junk.
It's going to be the same day.
Okay.
It's going to be the same day.
Perfect.
Yeah.
There we go. All right.
You know how much junk Nelly has at his house? He needs more.
Okay,
he's got to fill that
yard.
There
we go. Let's as long as Robbo's throwing stuff my way, Larry, why don't you tell our good buddy Robbo here what he has in store, his wife's due for their first child in 1 week. Can you kind of look in your crystal ball and tell him what he's in for the first week of the after the stork delivery here?
Well, Robbo, it's a new world for you, buddy. First of all, if you haven't planned to go and do the delivery room, you need to. I'm sure you have. That's an experience in itself. Now, when you make sure you do that, don't go down in the hospital cafeteria and, like, eat a meatloaf sandwich and
then
go back up and sit there. You know, you kind of want to be lean and mean on that deal. Yeah. And realize that you're going to the way your wife sees you is going to change a little bit.
It already has, Larry. Trust me.
You're moving from number one in her life to number three, and I'll just leave it at that. That'll happen instantly when the child is born. And then for you to ever get up off the floor from number three again, you've got to make a lot of points, buddy. I know you got points, but I don't know if you can do it. It'll be a long time.
You know, it's
and
funny.
When do you have your second child planned, or have you talked about
that? Oh, hey, I'm no spring chicken anymore. Let me tell you, we got to get this going here probably in the next couple of years. So
it Robbo, is the most wonderful, wonderful experience in a man's life. And cherish it, because time goes by awfully fast.
Yeah, sure does. Oh, it's going to be fun. You know, and I had all these grand visions of camo and having the nursery all dressed up in this outdoorsy theme. And, you know, I got done. It looks like the Easter Bunny was in there. I mean, we got pinks and blues and yellows. And that, you know, it's a little girl, so we got all the little girl stuff set up. And it's going to be fun. I do have one little camo onesie.
I had
to get
Perfect.
My one shot Perfect. In there, and that's a little look into my future too. I don't think I'm gonna have a whole lot of say in how she dresses. So.
Well, you know, my two oldest are girls. Very mm-hmm. proud of them, and you can get them a fishing or hunting license early on, just like you could a boy, and they can get hooked on outdoor stuff just like boys
mm-hmm.
do. And I'll tell
Absolutely.
You, mine did and are and. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience. I just think you and your wife are going to really, really enjoy this. You're not going to be quite as popular as you have been, but that's just a matter of spreading the ego opportunity out a little bit, Robbo.
That is. He's Larry Carpenter, Master Marine Boss. We'll be talking to you soon. Thanks for checking in with us.
Good show, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Take it easy.